I'm not sure this is a good idea, but this is Cliff. It's Friday. No, it's Thursday, December 8th, around 6:30 p.m. And we've been having these Ohatsu Sesshin. I came on Sunday, a couple days late, missing the easy schedule, because I'd been sick and because we ran out of power and I had to stay home, etc. But the primary reason for making this recording, and maybe others, is that it occurred to me that I completely forget and just can't really recall what it was like to have been in a sesshin. So, at least for my own purposes, my own memory, these are my immediate recollections. Most recently, this afternoon sitting, which was, this is a completely silent sesshin and no toys, no ceremonies or talking at all. So it's been pretty organized. It has a walking kinhin break in the middle of the morning and the walking kinhin break in the middle of the afternoon. And otherwise, it's two sittings before breakfast and three in the morning and four in the afternoon and two in the evening. So it's not really, you know, as fully intensive as it could be, but it's pretty straight, simple. So this afternoon sitting, the one most recently in my memory, I've been having problems. Ideally, I'd like to sit in the full lotus, but I'm able to manage that maybe two, three, or four times a day, and then my courage fails me, because it feels like I always feels like I'm twisting my knees, both knees. The right knee is easier to twist than the, or at least it doesn't complain as much as the left knee when I put it in the lotus position. And I'm only able to put the full lotus with the right foot up and then the left foot up, but not the other way around. So today I was running out of gas. I sat the next to the last period in the, with the left leg up only, half lotus. And the last period with the right leg up, which it doesn't give you a problem during the sitting, but toward the end of the sitting, and since it was the end of a long, intensive day, I think, everything was just sort of sitting with incredible tension, incredible pervasive attention, stretching every muscle, every fiber. Everything sitting as upright as possible, with the mouth drawn, chin drawn back, and the shoulders back, and the small of the back bowed a little bit, and sitting as tall as possible, trying to make a straight line of your spine, and huge, always in the middle of my spine, middle of the lower back, there's most of the pressure, and that goes up to my eyebrows, between my eyebrows usually. But this evening it was completely like all of the shenanigans my mind has gone through since I got here had gotten exhausted, and my mind was just held, and there was nothing left in the frontal lobes. Almost, they'd been flattened, and so there was just these direct tensions, like huge bands or sheets of tension stretching from the front of my forehead all the way back to the middle of my spine, and generally down around the back of my head and through the head and back of the neck, along the spine, stretching out, you know, where the nerves go. So I think that's all pretty natural, but it's pretty... like you can't stand it for another second, but yet you're in the context there. You just know you're going to sit there, and you do, quietly. And there's not, you know, you could change your posture or something like that, which is very improper, except in dire need in the middle of a session. So you sit erect and you sit as well as you can. Other than that, I've been sort of working on ways of characterizing what one ideally does in Sashin, and my latest sentence is just sitting, settling, fully present with mind that is open, flexible, boundless, and aware, empty of oneself, attentive, noticing, and appreciating. So I think that's good enough. I'll put something on the web page for that. That's for Shikantaza to try to understand it. But Sashin is another matter. Sashin is like the, what did I once say? Zen, Zazen is to Zen as Shikantaza is to Zazen, as Sashin is to Shikantaza. It gets progressively more intense and more compelling and more potential. And there's the element of the benedictions. You get something. Something happens inside you, some shift in energy, some change, some great feeling. This morning there was feeling in this morning's sittings, which were just almost, all the morning sittings were pretty euphoric generally, and ecstatic in some senses. But this morning's was more gentle, and it was like there was this waves of love coming in through all my nerve endings and into the spine and into the body. And so I was sitting there in bliss and with these waves just everywhere, and that was consciousness, I guess. That the ecstasy, euphoria is too much. It's sort of a reaction to the punishment or whatever. You go into punishing yourself, and then you reward yourself, I guess, in that order, sometimes the other way around. And what we're aiming for is the Shikantaza mind and the full penetration of the Sashin. So this is still Thursday, 9 p.m., and we did finish the last two evening sittings. They're all 40 minutes each, so not too bad. And I sat the first one easily in Burmese posture, which is, Burmese is what happens when you get your left leg on your, up in the half lotus, and then it slides down on the floor. And that works pretty well. It's a little bit easier. Not quite as upright. Not as easy to maintain upright. And then the second posture was full lotus, so I'm pretty pleased with that. It was pretty intense. And I figured toward the end of it that everything's empty anyway, at least everything that I've created, ideas and beliefs and conscious, unconscious, and all that sort of stuff. And the only thing that's real is what's given a priori. So the reality is not from me, it's from the whatever creates us and so on, the source. So that was good, and clarified that a little bit, but then I kept occasionally going to talk in my head and then back to being non-thinking and just appreciating and noticing and being aware. and back and forth and back and forth. And it's a little bit torturous because you want to be the ideal, but then you created the ideal. Then you let the whole thing relax and stay in the upright posture, but relax and rest. Not to add anything is the trick. Seems like there was something that I wanted to say that was important. Oh well, save it for another day. Friday morning, last day, 8:30 a.m. I, as usual, woke up around 2:30 and got up around 3 and took a shower, and instead of going back to bed, I persuaded myself to go down to the Zendo. This was the last day, and sat pretty good and made the fire and kept things warm until 5. Then came back and got my robes on and got a little coffee and so on, and went back again and sat full lotus for the first sitting and then half lotus second. And I plan full lotus and then maybe half lotus, and then for the last sitting full lotus again, but I don't know if that'll work. Whatever works is okay. Also, in terms of thinking and breathing and being, just being, non-thinking, I think I worked out where the Hara location has been a question in my mind for many years, and many insist that it's in the lower belly. But the energy associated with the Hara, I think, is distributed in my nervous system and in my spine and in my brain, pretty spread out, sort of corresponding to the chakras in terms of concentrations, and also to the meridians and two that go up the back and the two that come down the front. And the Tan locations, there are three, one sort of the Hara and one's in the middle and one's in the head behind the eyebrows. And circulating that energy is pretty important. But anyway, in terms of breathing, what seems to work for me is to breathe into whatever is uppermost. If I've got pains in my legs, that might be appropriate, or in my back, so on. And it shifts almost with every breath as to what is uppermost. And sometimes, which I deplore, I find that I'm talking in my head, maybe something I want to say or some comment that seems to me to be, but a lot of it's sort of wish fulfilling. Also, my, me, my. And the emptiness that, you know, is clearly evident in everything, particularly the locations that aren't shouting for anything, also permeates those areas that are. So if I breathe into my whatever I think is I, or whatever I think the center that's talking is, then it tends to sort of dissipate, and what comes back is what is given, essentially. So that works pretty well, I think. And hopefully I'll see. I've got 3 more sittings to go. So last words, this is after the almost all but one sitting, and come down to non-judgmental, just sitting, and also that in being here, I've been richly blessed. It is very wonderful to have this life